Hi everyone, welcome to Vedic Astrology Study Podcast. Through this medium, I cover a breadth of some basic principles and analysis of the beautiful ancient science of Jyotish, gifted to humanity by wise ancient seers of India. Typically, there are playlists of different kinds with case studies to have a practical grounding of those principles. In this series, which will become a part of the Panchanga playlist, I am covering the science of Muhurta, or the timing of events, activities, dietary control, tuning your attitude to any given day of the month, since this is a lunar calendar. As per Vedic astrology, the human being should regulate their daily activities in alignment with the lunar cycle and the corresponding tithi of the day. You might say this is the beginning of the use of science of Jyotish consciously, with awareness and in full view of self and this space-time reality we find ourselves in. Since this deals with your everyday cycle of energies that each of us deals with on a daily basis, it's a good beginning point to start Jyotish with Panchanga study first, before you get to the charts part. If you do not know what your current tithi is, where you are on the planet, you can download the Jyotish app, which is indicated on the slide with its logo, on Android or iPhone store. Download it, set its location to wherever you are on the planet. Then click on Muhurta and Panchanga part as is shown on the slide, and it will tell you the current Panchanga aspects, the Tithi, the Vara, the Karana, Yoga and Nakshatra, which is typically where Moon is transiting over. Then use these series as a study material to guide your daily activities, diet, attitude for any given day. The way I shall cover each tithi here begins with the element and deity, followed by the energy of the day, what to do, what to avoid, suggested mindset, elementary dietary consideration, and the content is covered both for Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha tithis. For the basics of this, see the previous tithi videos in this playlist. Let's get started. Now I'm going to be discussing Tritiya, the third day of the lunar cycle, on the waxing side or waning side as shown on the chart in the slide. Tritiya, what is the third one? Third energy. Also, combine numerology if you are such an enthusiast. Energetic quality. Tritiya is a Jaya Tithi, which means it carries the vibration of victory and success. The element associated is ether, space, akasha, lending Tritiya an expansive, unifying quality. It is ruled by Mars, as it's the third day. Also think Gemini, which is where Mars is exalted, but tempered by the Jaya category, is ruled by Jupiter and space, which is interestingly can bring people together despite the intensity of Mars. The lord of this tithi is Vishnu, the sustainer principle. What sustains this creation is Vishnu. And legend says Parshurama, the warrior sage incarnation of Vishnu, was born on a Tritiya, indicating courage combined with righteousness. Akshaya Tritiya on Vaishak Shukla Tritiya is one of the holiest Tritiyas considered in Vedic tradition, literally meaning undiminished third, reflecting this Tithi's inherently positive, ever-growing energy. In short, Tritiya is a dynamic, fruitful energy and carries a conquering spirit in a constructive way. Recommended activities for Tritiya: all kinds of variety of auspicious activities, hence the name Akshaya, which means imperishable. It's often associated with Shukla Tritiya in certain months. Also, initiating ventures and commerce, launching new business, signing important contracts or deals, indicating financial investments is favorable on Tritiya. Traditionally, ventures start on this day are believed to flourish without diminishing, especially true for Akshaya Tritiya. Marriage and social ceremonies. Tritiya is considered a good Muhurta for weddings and similar ceremonies. It promises victorious, harmonious outcome. Many communities don't even require separate astrological Muhurta if Akshaya Tritiya is available due to its inherent quality. Education and creative arts. Beginning music lessons, art or sculpting projects on Tritiya is encouraged. This day supports the skill development and the creative process. Think Mars, think Gemini, think third house. Journeys and moving homes. Undertaking journeys or shifting residence is fine on this day. the victorious energy is thought to remove obstacles en route. Personal grooming and health routines. Interestingly, it is cited as an ideal day to cut hair, trim nails and shave, for example. This suggests Tritiya is good for cleaning up, renewing oneself physically. One can also start new health regime or exercise program on this day. Riding on the day is proactive energy. Activities to avoid. There are no stringent avoidances for Tritiya since it's broadly auspicious. However, to make the most of its quality, avoid laziness or indecision. Don't sit on your ass. Get up and move on this day. This day is to act rather than procrastinate. Also, while Tritiya is good for almost all positive endeavors, one might avoid purely destructive or bitter activities. For example, starting a legal fight or engaging in a revenge attitude. It's never a good idea anyway, as the energy favors constructive victory. If you find yourself feeling overly aggressive, Mars influence, avoid impulsive arguments. Otherwise, there's an open field on Tritiya for most tasks. In some regional traditions, if Tritiya falls on certain weekdays like a Sunday with specific nakshatras, there could be minor cautions, but these are advanced nuances. Suggested mindset: have courage, have initiative, get into an optimistic zone, step into the victor's mindset and take action. Action-oriented Tithi. This Tithi bestows confidence and to overcome obstacles. It has an expansive Jupiterian side, so temper your courage with wisdom and ethics, like Parshurama. Embrace challenges as opportunities. If starting something new, do so with faith that it will grow. The word Akshaya implies what you begin now can yield long-lasting results. Also, Tritiya can bring people together, social victories. So foster teamwork and goodwill. Aim for a win-win situation. Isn't that true for all of life? Devotional mindset fits well too, since Vishnu is the deity. You can read Vishnu Sahasranama if you want. On this day, every Tritiya day, Shukla or Krishna Paksha. Diet, considering Ayurveda, on this day, eat to support energy and clarity. You might be busy with new endeavors, so choose sattvic energizing foods that won't make you sluggish. Whole grains like rice, millet, fresh vegetables, protein like dal or milk can keep you fueled. Given Tritiya's Mars influence, be mindful not to have too much overly spicy foods because it heats up the Mars in your body. Pitta. If you're prone to anger or impatience, moderate the chili factor. Don't keep it very spicy. Cooling herbs are better, like coriander and mint, to keep the pitta balanced. Stay well hydrated. Mars can be very drying kind of energy. If you're engaged in physical work or travel, carry water and cooling drinks like cumin, coriander, fennel tea and so on. No fasting is required on this day. Typically, though, fast may happen on Akshaya Tritiya for spiritual purposes. Eat a nourishing breakfast and lunch and drive your productivity of the day. In the evening, lighter dinner is good since the day's energy was very high. You'll sleep much better with a calm stomach. In summary, the fuel the warrior and the creator in you. Eat for strength, but also for mental clarity. Avoiding tamasic foods like junk food, alcohol and so on. This sets you up for triumph, whatever you pursue. Now let's see the specifics. Let us speak of Tritiya now. Shukla Tritiya, the waxing cycle of the moon, which happens once a month. Now the moon is third day after the Amavasya or the new moon. Okay, so there is partial illumination starting here. What is the energy of the Shukla Tritiya? What you should be doing on this particular day? Now the deity is Lord Vishnu and this is a Jaya Tithi. Under the deity there is the box, tiny box as you can see. Always pay attention to the energy of the Tithi itself. Jaya Tithi. Jaya means victory and success. Energy of conquest by overcoming obstacles, courage and achievement. Good for debates, competition and launching strong initiatives. Because it's a warrior class, you see. Think third house, effort. Think 8th house, Ashtami. Think 13th, Trayodashi. All these ones on the Krishna and the Shukla side are Jaya Tithis. Okay. Let's start with the energy of the day. This bold, victorious and expansive. Third day after the new moon is an energy of growth and forward motion. Now you can begin something. Ether opens space for both courage and creativity. This is the ether. Element is ether. Vishnu, the sustainer. What to do? What is so-called auspicious on this day? Auspiciousness in this context is what is good to do and what to avoid, essentially. Coming into the 3D world. Start ventures requiring courage or public visibility. Acts of generosity, charity, and collective projects are good to do on this day. Marriage alliances, forming alliances between families. Marriage is always between families as viewed in the Vedic tradition. Because after all, you're not just two people getting hitched, you're marrying two families, you're marrying two DNA lineages. It's very deep if you want to see it that way. And it's all over in astrology also, it's chart. The fourth house is your mother, 10th house is your mother-in-law, for example. It's like that. It's everything goes layers and layers deeper. Okay, back to this one. Community gatherings is good on this day. And cooperative works, anything to cooperate with. What to avoid? Overconfidence or reckless gambling. Don't go too outward. Moon is not yet fully shining. Okay. Solo battles when teamwork is called for. This is an energy of teamwork. Think third house. Third house is the house of neighbors, of friends, even of your colleagues in the beginning. Actually, that is sixth house, but still, it's a teamwork. What we achieve together as victory. Think of that when you think of Tritiya. Overloading schedules without balance is not a good idea on this day. Suggested mindset is victory with humility, courage tempered with cooperation. Isn't that something we need to learn in this civilization? Everybody wants courage and pomposity, but it has to be tempered with a cooperative, collaborative vibe, so to speak. Expansion that includes others, not just self. Invoke Vishnu for protection and right sustenance. If you do nothing else in Jyotish, just recite Vishnu Sahasranama. You'll get so much out of it. He's the Lord of everything here. This entire Maya is Vishnu's Maya. The diet, supported diet on this day. Fresh, expansive foods, fruits, leafy vegetables, light grains and so on. Hydrating and sattvic meals to keep the energy clear. Drinking lots of water, especially with good intent. This is one thing people miss a lot. Moon is your guidance. Okay, it's the water energy, it's Cancer, it's Pisces. Whenever you're drinking water, which we do on a daily basis, always set the energy right. Drink with good intent. Don't drink with bad thoughts in your mind. When just drinking water, imagine that simple. Also, avoid eating heavy meats. In fact, avoid eating meats altogether. Intoxicants, yes, not a good idea. Excessively spicy foods that excite and inflame. All diseases in the body harbor in internal inflammation, and so many podcasts nowadays people are discovering on about this, isn't it? Don't inflame the body too much inside. Internal inflammation that spicy foods will cause, that especially on this day, avoid such things. Now let's see the Krishna Tithya part.